How much money is a person mechuyev to spend in order to mekayim a mitzvah saseh? Now the truth is that this question is based on a premise that you're taka not mechuyev to spend all of your money on a mitzvah saseh, and there is a shir, there is a specific amount that you're mechuyev to spend. So what taka is the basis of this hanocha? So the truth is that it's a clear gemara in Baba Kama Daf Tes Amud Aleph that a person is not mechuyev to spend all of his money in order to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. The Gemara says, shlish b'mitzvah. The Gemara says you have to spend up to a third when it comes to mitzvahs. The Gemara says, obviously that doesn't mean that you have to spend a third of your assets to fulfill a mitzvah saseh, because if so, after three mitzvahs that you encounter, you're going to be completely out. You're not going to have any money left. Al karchach, it doesn't mean that you're mechuyev to spend a third of your assets, because you obviously don't have to give all of your money in order to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. So the Gemara Lamaisa says that it means more, a third more than you spent on the Ikara mitzvah, you should spend in order to become the Indian of Hidden mitzvah. But it's clear in the Gemara that you're not mechuyev to spend all of your money in order to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. Now, why taka is that true? Why are you not mechuyev to spend all of your money in order to fulfill a mitzvah saseh that is incumbent on you? So this is actually a kasha that the Shita Mekubetzes over there in Baba Kama brings down from the Ravid, where the Ravid asks, v'chi yesh adomim l'mitzvahs? Why, in fact, is a person not mechuyev to spend all of his assets in order to fulfill a mitzvah saseh? And the Ravid explains that the reason why you're not mechuyev to spend all of your money on a mitzvah saseh is because we don't want you to be yoyed min chosav. We don't want you to completely lose your financial independence and become mutal ala tzibra. We don't want you to have to come onto the assistance of the tzibur. We want you to maintain some financial stability. And therefore, it's axiomatic that a person is not mechuyev to spend all of his money in order to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. And therefore, the question becomes, if in fact there is no chiyuv to spend all of your money, how much are you actually mechuyev to spend when it comes to a mitzvah saseh? So Tosfos over there in Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Devar Maskil Ilema discusses this. And Tosfos is talking about a mitzvah oiveres. A mitzvah oiveres means it's a mitzvah that will completely pass if you don't fulfill it quickly. And it refers to a mitzvah such as the mitzvah of Levoyas Hameis. If let's say a person encounters the mitzvah of Levoyas Hameis, where if he doesn't fulfill it very soon, he will lose the opportunity to be Mekayim the mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah iveris. How much do you have to spend on a mitzvah iveris? Tosfos shtels zu the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun Amud Aleph with respect to the mitzvah of tzedakah. And says Tosfos, the Gemara says by the mitzvah of tzedakah that you don't have to spend more than a chaymish, and you're not allowed to spend more than a chaymish of your nechasim for the mitzvah of tzedakah. Says the Gemara, Amavazbez al yavazbez yos mechaymish. A person is not allowed to spend more than a fifth of his assets in order to mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, because we don't want you to become financially dependent on the tzibur. And therefore, says Tosfos, the same thing applies regarding other mitzvahs. You're not allowed to spend more than a chaymish when it comes to being mekayim a mitzvah saseh. So Tosfos is mevur that the maximum amount a person is allowed to spend on a mitzvah is a chaymish. And this is derived from the halacha concerning the mitzvah of tzedakah. So one thing is clear, you're not mechuyev to spend more than a chaymish, you're not allowed to spend more than a chaymish. But the question is, how much are you mechuyev to spend? So this is a tremendous machlekes ha-poskim. The Beis Yosef in Simin Tov Resh Nun Vav brings down from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who holds that we compare the mitzvah of tzedakah to other mitzvahs entirely, and we say that just like the maximum shir is a chaymish when it comes to tzedakah and hu adin other mitzvahs, so too, just like you're mechuyev to spend up to a tenth of your assets to mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, so too the minimum shir that you have to spend in order to fulfill the mitzvah is a tenth when it comes to other mitzvahs. So if a person doesn't have a lot of money and a mitzvah comes his way, he's mechuyev to spend up to a tenth of his nechasim in order to fulfill a mitzvah that is incumbent on him. So that is v'chiyev, the amount that he's mechuyev to spend, but he's not allowed to go more than a chaymish. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. However, the Magen Avraham points out that we would compare this to the mitzvah of tzedakah. And just like by tzedakah, if let's say a person has $100, so the first year he gives $10 to tzedakah. But subsequently, you only give a tenth from the revach. So if let's say the first year he makes $100, he has $100, so he gives a tenth, so he gives $10. And the next year he only makes $50. So from the revach, which is $50, you give a tenth of that, which is only $5. So you don't give a tenth from the original again. You don't give another $10, you give $5 because you give a tenth from your revach that you made on the subsequent year to the initial $100 that you had. So the same thing would apply to other mitzvahs, but that is the Shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham. However, the Beis Yosef disagrees, and the Beis Yosef says, V'lo yadati minayim lo. I don't know where Rabbeinu Yerucham got this from, to extend this chiv of spending at least a tenth of your assets to fulfill a mitzvah say from the mitzvah of tzedakah. He says, Mehechatesi, and I don't agree with this comparison. Now, there's a machlekes ha-poisim as to what the Beis Yosef means. The Mishneh Berurah in Bira Halacha Simin Tov Reish Nun Vav Divya Maskel Yoiser explains that the Beis Yosef means to say that we're more machmir when it comes to other mitzvahs. And dafka by the mitzvah of tzedakah, which is a mitzvah she'ena oiveres, and therefore is more kal, we say that you're mechuyev to spend only a tenth of your assets. However, Zok the Mishneh Berurah, when it comes to a mitzvah oiveres, the Beis Yosef means to say that you're mechuyev to spend a fifth. Me'ikra adin. When it comes to a mitzvah oiveres, Zok the Bira Halacha B'shem the Beis Yosef, you're mechuyev to spend a fifth of your assets, up to a fifth, in order to fulfill a mitzvah say. However, the Chavis Yoyer disagrees. The Chavis Yoyer is in Simen Kuf Beivo. And the Chavis Yoyer holds that the Beis Yosef means to be more makel when it comes to other mitzvahs. And he means to say that if I cared, by the mitzvah of tzedakah, you have to spend a tenth in order to fulfill a mitzvah. By the other mitzvah that comes your way, you're not mechuyev to spend even a tenth. You're mechuyev to spend less than a tenth. And the Beis Yosef means to be more makel. And he means to say that you're not mechuyev to spend even a tenth when it comes to other mitzvahs. Now, based on the Ravid that we spoke about before, who explains that the reason why you're not mechuyev to spend all of your money to fulfill a mitzvah is because we don't want you to become mutal al tzibur, we don't want you to become an oni and thereby become dependent on the tzibur, we could have a nafkamina fakert as well. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, tells us as follows. If let's say a person has only 5 sloim, he has only 5 sloim, and he has 2 people to be paid there for the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, which is something that costs 5 sloim. He has a mitzvah to be paid himself, because he himself is a Bechor. And he has a mitzvah to be paid to his son, who is also a Bechor. Who has Kedima? Him or his son? Zok de Gemara, he is paid to himself. Even though we have a machlekes who has Kedima, says the Gemara, that machlekes only pertains to a case where he has more than enough money. The question just is, who has kedima? However, if you only have 5 sloim, you only have 5 sloim to your name, then everyone agrees that you're paid to yourself before you're paid to your son. You're paid to yourself. As Zok the Gemara. Zok the Bir Halacha, and Sim Tov Reish Nun Vav. L'chayra, this Gemara seems to contradict our entire halacha. It's Mavur over there that a person only has 5 sloim to his name, and he has the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. He's mechuyev to be paid to himself, to be mechuyev the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, even though all he has is 5 sloim. L'chayra, you see that you're supposed to give all of your money in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. We have just established that you don't have to give all of your money to be mechuyev the mitzvah of say. So why does the Gemara seem to imply that you're mechuyev to spend all of your assets in order to mekayim the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen? All you have is 5 sloim, and nevertheless, the Gemara is saying, you're mechuyev to be paid to yourself. Zokta biyar alocha yisayin. Our Ravid explained that the reason why you don't have to normally spend all of your money to mekayim the mitzvah asay is because we don't want you to be mutal ala tzibur, we don't want you to become an oni, and thereby have to depend on the tzibur's handouts, zokt the Mishneh Berurah. If so, the entire restriction only applies if, in fact, the concern exists that you're going to become from a regular person to an oni. And we don't want that to happen, and therefore you're not mechuyev to spend all your money to mekayim a mitzvah. However, what if you're already an oni? So you're not becoming an oni. You're already an oni. Anyways, you're an oni. Over there, If you get the five shloim, you're mechuyev to spend the five shloim in order to mekayim the mitzvah that comes before you. Because you're anyways already in the status of being an ani, and therefore you're mechuyev to spend all of your money to mekayim the mitzvah saseh. That's the chiddush of the Biur Halacha. Interestingly, based on this yisoid, the Chofetz Chaim himself in Sefer Avas Chesed, Chelek Beis Perachof, writes that based on this yisoid, the iser to spend more than a chaimish only applies if it's concern taka exists that you're going to become an oni if you spend more than a chaimish on a mitzvah or on staka. However, if let's say a person is a grosa gevir, and by spending more than a chaimish of his assets, he still will have a lot to work with. He still will have a lot of money to be used because he has so much that even spending a chaimish won't make him into someone who has a chashash of becoming an ani. Therefore, he would be takabim mechuyev to spend even a chaimish. There would be no iser of spending more than a chaimish for this particular individual. Because since the entire chashash of a person spending more than a fifth of his assets on the mitzvah of tzedakah is because he might become an ani, so it doesn't apply if a person's a grosa gevir, and therefore he would in fact spend even more than a chaimish if it won't give him the status of being a possible ani. But akoponim, this is the chiddush of the Biur Halacha, and this is with respect to the inyan of spending money in order to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. However, even though this is the halacha when it comes to a mitzvah saseh, the halacha dramatically changes when it comes to a mitzvah slice saseh. And the Ramah tells us in our Chaim Simin Tov Reish Nun Vav, Aval lois haseh yitein kol mamoinei koidem shiyavar. A person is mechuyev to spend all of his money in order to avoid being over on a lav. Now, where does this come from? What is the makar of this din that when it comes to avoiding a lav, you have to give kol mamoinei? So the Bir Hagro and Simin Tov Reish Nun Vav, the Ramah of Adafka, proves this yesod from a Gemara in Shabbos Taf Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that it's usur for a yid to tell a goy to extinguish a fire on Shabbos for him. You have a fire burning le'aleinu in your home, and there's no chashash sakana, which is usually not going to be the case nowadays, because usually it is a sakana. But if lu yehei, it will not be a matzav sakana, then the halacha is you're not allowed to tell a goy to extinguish the fire. Now, l'chayra, we're talking about a tremendous hefsed moment. It's going to burn down your house. Nevertheless, we're assuming that it's also to tell the goy to mechaber the fire on Shabbos. Vayistoyis, in order to avoid a lav, you have to spend kol mamoinoi. Says the goy, and this is the makar for the halacha, that you're mechuyev to spend kol mamoinoi in order to avoid being over on a lav. And the svara is, as the poskim explain, that when it comes to a mitzvah say, if you neglect the mitzvah say, you're not overtly violating a halacha. It's b'shev al tase, it's passive. You're just not fulfilling a mitzvah that comes your way. You have a mitzvah of lulav, it comes upon you and you don't fulfill it. That's passive, that's only shev al tase, and there's no din kol mamoinei. However, when it comes to a lav, you are going to be actively being over on the lav if you in fact decide that you don't want to take the hefsid. And therefore, since over there it's more overt, over there we say, since it's bekum vasa, you have to spend kol mamoinoi in order to avoid a lav.